My name is Josh Bilchick. Ever since I began working in clay, I've found it extremely cathartic and meditative. And as someone who has always considered themselves kind of visually challenged, I immediately took to the physicality of the medium, particularly to the process of wheel throwing. When I began, I didn't have a lot of control, and my pots essentially shaped themselves. More recently, as I've become more proficient at throwing and my visual sensibility has improved, I've begun to throw with intent. I'm more comfortable with clay, and my pots no longer seem to have minds of their own. Due to my experience in developing skills, they are far more likely now to become what I envisioned beforehand. And at the same time, I have transitioned from making strictly functional ceramics to more decorative work. My body of work includes smooth, curved, and rectilinear decorative pots made out of porcelain, with strong contrasts on their surface. For the surface decoration, I draw influence from painters like Piet Mondrian, Ellsworth Kelly, and the ceramic work of Beaudil Mons. Their highly refined geometric designs are technically feasible for me in a decorative process that I find very difficult. In their specific curves, my vase forms show an ancient Greek amphora and Isnaker Ottoman influence. I am interested in layering these historical vase forms with a modernist and contemporary painting approach. My intention is to make work that explores contrasts within and between the physical presence of the pots and their decoration. My creative process is about looking for connections, for example, between the smoothly curved edges of a ceramic vase and the hard-edged, precise, and colorful design on its surface. I want these contrasts to encourage viewers to look at my work both from a distance and from up close. My geometric designs use shapes that are mostly rectilinear and hard-edged, and I'm very interested in the visual differences between, especially when the same shapes are on curved and flat surfaces. I am planning to include 3 sets of work, each comprised of a large round centerpiece, a rectangular vase, and a small bud vase. I'm hoping that viewers will be engaged by seeing how similar designs read differently on round and flat surfaces.